sociologist, an historian, and a professor of pharmacology on stress, right? This is the kind of course that our students really want to enroll in. In a course like this, not only do students learn about a variety of disciplines and different ways of understanding, but the professors also learn from each other. This is the kind of thing that makes people want to come to our campuses. And I should say that this is exactly the sort of thing that I understand UIS is doing in its Capital Scholars Honors Program. This also reflects the way knowledge is made in the real world. This is a wonderful model for the kind of teaching that we might do more of. So interdisciplinary and collaborative research and teaching form an important part of the identity of the University of Illinois. But I think we're missing some opportunities to do even more. And I want to think a little bit about why we don't do more collaborative research and teaching. There's some impediments that the university probably can't do much about. On its own, some disciplines, whether by nature or by convention, privilege scholarship and teaching done by the lone individual. And in these fields, articles and books published in collaboration with others actually count for less when it's time for promotion, tenure, or salary raises. So it turns out that there's actually a disincentive to do collaborative research in these areas. But you know, there are three impediments that I think are more within our power to address: budgetary policies, lack of infrastructure, and lack of communication. One obstacle to collaboration has to do with how academic departments get credit for teaching. So departmental budgets are apportioned partly based on how many students enroll in that department's courses. So what happens is that departments end up competing for students, or more precisely for the instructional units that the enrollments of those students represent. So in courses where several faculty members might participate, like that stress course, well, if only one professor is in charge of the course officially, the other faculty members involved would basically be donating their personal time to help teach what they might think of as other people's students. And their respective departments would not benefit at all financially. So this is a problem within the campuses, and of course it's even more of a problem across campuses. On the research side, there's a general lack of infrastructure that would encourage scholars and teachers to meet and develop projects, especially across campuses. Really, there are very few opportunities for faculty members from our three campuses to interact with each other face to face, or even virtually. Transportation between campuses, as you know, usually comes at a faculty member's cost and inconvenience. Cross-campus communication resources also might be exacerbating this problem. Each campus has its own newspaper, great newspaper, with news about the research and teaching advances of its own faculty members, but the university as a whole doesn't have a cross-campus news outlet. I would like to talk about some potential solutions. First, to address the problem of incentives or disincentives, we might think about reviving a program that the VPAA's office sponsored several years ago in which small seed grants for intercampus research programs were awarded on a competitive basis. We might also think about how we use physical space. Are there physical spaces on the campuses where the faculty members gather informally and reasons to go there? We've heard about the importance of physical space for student community building. The same might be said about faculty community building. While we wait for high-speed rail, can we brainstorm other ways to reduce the cost and inconvenience of cross-campus travel? Nothing beats face-to-face interaction, but scholarly groups can work virtually as well. Maybe we could think creatively about setting up better structures for cross-campus virtual networks, which could also be used to spread news about the research and teaching advances on and across the three campuses. I think we might do more of the kind of collaborative teaching I've described if team taught courses counted as a real course for both professors instead of just half a course, or if the research fund, or if there's research funds or other kinds of incentives for those who guest lecture in courses structured like the one that I am fantasizing about on stress. And I think it might be time to take yet another look at possible tweaks to the instructional unit system, this time specifically with an eye to encouraging teaching collaborations where they're appropriate and useful. We could also take a hard look at our promotion and tenure policies, practices, and reward systems to reconsider aspects of them that might inadvertently be discouraging collaboration. And we might explicitly encourage teams of researchers or scholars to apply for internal grants like the ones that are offered by my own campus's research board, the Urbana.